Trump confirms Rick Perry to step down as energy sec. By Joshua Kaplan on October 17, 2019. Update, 6:30 p.m. EST, President Donald Trump confirmed Department of Energy Secretary Rick Perry is leaving his post, telling reporters on Thursday that he was going to announce the decision at his rally later tonight. The president said he wasn't surprised by the news, noting that Perry had told him of his desire to step down 6 months ago. President Trump also suggested that he had already picked a replacement. He told me at the end of the year he'd like to go and he has got some ideas about doing something else, the president said, adding, he's a terrific guy. A new report claims Department of Energy Secretary Rick Perry notified President Donald Trump on Thursday that he is leaving his administration, though it is unclear when he will officially step down from his post. According to Bloomberg News, Perry told the president of his plans to leave while flying aboard Air Force One en route to Dallas, Texas. Earlier this month, the Trump cabinet member denied reports that he plans to exit his role. "No. I'm here, I'm serving," Perry told reporters during a press conference in Lithuania. "They've been writing the story for at least 9 months now. One of these days they will probably get it right. But it's not today, it's not tomorrow, it's not next month," he added. Reports of Perry's imminent departure come after House Chairman subpoenaed Perry seeking documents related to their impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Reps. Adam Schiff, DCA, the late Elijah Cummings, DMD, and Elliot Engel, DNY, sent a letter to Perry seeking information about his involvement in a July call between the president and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky detailed in a so-called whistleblower's report. The chairman cited reports stating that Perry may have had a role conveying or reinforcing President Trump's message that the United States would provide Ukraine with military aid on the condition that it investigated former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. However, both the president and Zelensky have denied any pressure was applied to look into allegations of corruption against the Biden family. The subpoena requests that Perry provide the documents by October 18. The UPI and Charlie Spiering contributed to this report.